You know, they're being threatened with arrest and deportation. Legalize the undocumented.
What about people who are waiting in line? That's just unfair.
Given the climate that we're in, you know, everybody is paying attention.
Cameroon native Pamela Encheng hosts Impact.
What is the Democratic Party offering immigrants that would make them be enticed to join them?
A new radio talk show for the immigrant community based in Los Angeles.
Now immigrants are aware that elections have consequences.
Previous midterms were also not a big deal for La Opinion, a Spanish language daily newspaper in Los Angeles. But this year?
Completely different, and due to one word, Trump. This has been like an earthquake, a political earthquake for many of the Latinos.
Spanish-language media websites in the U.S. are packed with news about deportations, detentions, and arrests by U.S. immigration agents.
Trump positioned himself as a foe since the beginning of his campaign, when he defined that Mexican immigrants are criminals and are rapists. This created a lot of a strong reaction against Trump.
Trump's tough stance on immigration is also making other immigrant communities pay attention, including the African immigrant community.
But if you talk about how it affects you personally, they pay attention. So really, I think what is really important to Africans, healthcare, being legal. We have a lot of Africans who are undocumented.
While Democrats are favored to take over the House, the Republicans could still manage to hang on.
It is very possible that the results of these midterm elections will be a vote of confidence for President Trump.
Vincent Chang with the Chinese language World Journal says his paper will focus on issues such as tax reform, the economy, and of course, immigration. And like many news outlets that serve immigrants, the Spanish, Chinese, and Vietnamese language newspapers in the U.S. will also be focusing on local and state candidates from their own ethnic groups. Dong Do of the Noi Viet Daily News says his community may have an advantage during the midterms when turnout tends to be lighter overall.
Historically, Vietnamese candidates do well in midterm election because by then, less American voters, you know, go to vote than Vietnamese.
We're gonna fight!
And how energized these communities really are may tip the balance of power in November. Elizabeth Lee, VOA News, Los Angeles.
In the 1930s, you know, thousands upon thousands.